Allowing indoor cannabis operations within Humboldt County business parks is being done with, quote, surgical precision and being applied to 7 parcels in the Redway Business Park. The indoor cannabis production got unanimous approval of the county's planning commission at its February 6th meeting. The approval is for applying what's known as a Q-zone, qualified combining zone, to the Redway Business Park parcels, which total 8.6 acres. A concurrent amendment to the county's cannabis ordinance allows indoor cannabis in business parks with the Q-zone designation. Senior planner Stephen Santos told commissioners the Q-zone is being applied precisely and with conditions.
The Q qualified combining zone is very surgical. It only applies to 7 parcels within the business park, and in addition to the requirements of the CCLUO, permits for indoor cultivation within the Q would be subject to 8 performance standards relating to water, energy, and odor, and those specific performance standards are in the staff report as well as the ordinance.
It's not a controversial action. Santos said there have been no public comments, and the 7 parcels were chosen because they have existing Redway Community Services District water connections. The connections are included in the district's current water capacity study, he continued. During a public comment period, Southern Humboldt resident Bonnie Blackberry noted a requirement for adequate power and questioned whether PG&E's limited power availability in Soham will challenge compliance. The power situation was discussed in this exchange between Commissioner Peggy O'Neill and Planning Director John Ford.
It's a business park, so there's already PG&E there. They're just opening up an account. And so when it comes to PG&E, I don't think there's a shortage of power. I think that PG&E is not wanting to extend power too far off the existing grid at this time, like into areas where it isn't already there. But if it's already there, I don't think there's a shortage of power to hook up to it, right?
There is a shortage of power, but some parcels do actually have already the power right or the power extended and available at the parcel.
They just have to open an account.
Yeah.
And this is one that already has a connection.
At least one of them does, definitely. The others, that's why the performance standards exist.
Commissioner Noah Levy clarified that the Q-zone designation only makes the parcel owners eligible for indoor cannabis cultivation permits, and approvals are still required. Asked how many of the parcel owners are interested in permits, Santos replied, quote, at least one of them is. The Q-zone and ordinance change were unanimously approved. Also at the meeting, commissioners approved a conditional use permit for a new 3.1-acre mixed-light cannabis farm in the Blocksburg area, about 3.5 miles south of the Goldridge Lane and Alder Point Road intersection. The project consists of 38 greenhouses, a drying barn, 3 permitted wells with 250,000 gallons of hard tank water storage, and a commercial-scale cannabis processing facility. County Planner Rodney Yandell noted that the project parcel is rather large, over 1,800 acres, and though some wetlands and grassy areas will be impacted, restoration is at 3-to-1 and 2-to-1 ratios. The permit includes numerous mitigation measures, he continued. Praj White of North Point Consulting Group, the project's consultant, summarized the project's history and it's downscaling from an original plan.
The project originally was proposed at 12 acres, using that very large project area that you saw and taking advantage of that original ordinance language. The applicants spent tons of money, tons of studies, looked all over the property, and were headed towards EIR for the project. And then hence the extensiveness of the studies and the background that you see. There was some frustration on the applicant's part with moving this through. We ended up chatting with them, finding that, you know, there were, it was a significant project and reaching up on the ridge and then spread out all over that property. So we worked with the applicant to talk about what's really important. We worked with staff about what the issues are and the areas of impact. And we identified that concentrating the project only on this meadow that's right next to Alder Point Road has a history of being old horse racetrack and been used for grazing and cattle operations for years and years, made the most sense for the application. The applicant was happy to reduce their application.
Commissioner Levy noted there's been no public comment which, quote, speaks to how well planned this project has been. The permit was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.